Simin Resh Beis, Sif Aleph through Dalet. The truth is that really Sif Hey, Shkedim, goes together with Sif Gimel, as the Achrein of Marmayr, as Mr. Brewer discusses. So most realm did not do Sif Hey, but maybe we'll touch on it in Sif Gimel. Just a little Agdama, a few minutes just before we start, for those that are new to Halacha. Just the background for Halacha. The tour of Derech Klal, which is basically where we start Halacha from, the tour of Derech Klal brings down the Shittas of Rishenim, and the Beis Yosef, when he was looking for a Sefer to write his Psak Sefer on, to write his Shulchan Aruch on, he decided that he looked for a Sefer that discusses Psak. He says really he was going to write it on the Rambam, but the Rambam only brings down one Shita. He never brings down Machlek Kemat. He doesn't bring down Machlek Sin. We're going to see now in Sugar. He does bring down a few Shitas. But Kemat, he doesn't bring down different Shitas aside from his own. And therefore, it would be too lengthy for him to, in the Beis Yosef, to explain all the different Shitas of Rishenim, bring down all the Shitas of Rishenim, and bring down the Makaris and the Gemara. So we look for a Rishon that really discussed most of the Shitas of Rishenim, and that was the tour. And Mamela, the tour already brings down Revi the Shitas. However, the Beis Yosef does not always go with the Psak of the Tor. And that is because the Tor, 99.9% goes like his father, the Rush. However, the Beis Yosef, as he writes in his Akhtamah, how was he Machriya La'alacha? Because Machriya La'alacha, Aidei Bezdin, he took the three Gedolei Rishonim that we have, Le'inim Psak, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And he says, however the Bezdin Paskins, two out of the three Paskins, that's how we'll go. Memela, generally, whether it's the Rif and the Rambam connected to the Rosh, or the Rosh and the Rambam connected to the Rif, we'll go like two out of the three. However, the issue with that is that 9 times out of 10, the Rif and the Rambam go together in the same Shita, and the Rosh is Chilek. And that is because the Rif and the Rambam are coming from the Beis Medrash of the Rach, Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Sfaradim. And in Hanami, most of the time, they have the same Mahalach. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in his Mishnah Torah, as Akdama to the Mishnah Torah, right? That the Rif already brought down all the Psakim in the Shas. V'yefshel itveis alav ele bekama makoymeis liyagia b'chol ha-Shas afilu ad eser, I think he says. He says that you're not having 5, 10 places in Shas, there could be chirlik on the Rif. La'alacha. Which means that 9 times out of 10, or 99 times out of 100, he's going like the Psak of the Rambam, of the Rif. Memela, that's how he goes, even if the Torah is going to go not that way. Generally, he's going to go with the Rif and the Rambam connected to the Rush. Not only that, B'maimar Muzgar, if it's the Rambam connected to the Rush, he'll probably also go with the Rambam, because the Mechaber held of the Rambam, Adein Seif, and very often he's mitzatet, even in the Beis Yosef, he brings down different halachos, very often in the Shulchan Aruch, he'll quote verbatim, amish, word for word, the Lashon of the Rambam, even though in the Beis Yosef, maybe he said differently. But he'll quote Lahalach when he's bringing it down, he'll quote the Lashon of the Rambam Mamish. The Ramah, at the same time that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber was writing the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah was writing a Shulchan Aruch as well. The Ramah was much younger than the Mechaber, but, and the Mechaber at that time was in Eretz Yisrael, in Tzfas, and the Ramah was in Krakow, and in the middle, he was in his 30s, and in the middle, he was writing the Shulchan Aruch, he heard that the Beis Yosef came out with the Shulchan Aruch. And he didn't know what to do with himself, he writes in his Akdama. He says, a long time went by, months went by, that he did Pasha didn't know. What should he do with all his Hashkah that he was Mashkiah and making a Shulchan Aruch? The Gadol Hadar came out with a Shulchan Aruch. So in his Akdama to the Darkei Moshe, he writes that there's really three things that he was Maisif on the Beis Yosef, things that weren't so clear. He was Mavar, Chuvus of the Achrenim, the Gedolei Achrenim, he brought down, and if they weren't brought down. And he says also that the Beis Yosef generally went with the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh as the three Paiskim. However, we know that Halacha is like Basroi when it's Keneged Kadmoi. We know that if the Basroi, the later Paiskim, say that Halacha is different than the earlier Paiskim, then we go with the later Paiskim. The reason is because they saw everything that the Rishonim saw, and they saw all the different Shitas, and even so they were Machriya one way. If they only saw one way, so you could say, if they would have seen the other way, so then they would have been chaylik, they would have changed their mind. But here they saw all the different shitas, and they were machriya, and the mele, the Trumas Hadeshen, it's come out, no Trumas Hadeshen that we don't paskin like, even it's from the last of the Rishonim, Mamish, Trumas Hadeshen, the Marivayel, the the Ma'aril, all these were the Gedolei Achronim that all our Minhagim, Minhagim Ashkenaz, come from. And he says all our Minhagim are based on the Ma'aril and the Marivayel and the Trumas Hadeshin. And he's going with the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush. L'chora, we have other Gedolim, we have other, if we're going to go like Yibu Paskins, then all our Minhagim are out the window. Now it happens to be that the Marivayel and the Ma'aril and the Trumas Hadeshin, they went Peshitas HaRush and Bali HaTesis and the Smag, that they were all Ashkenazim, and they had to talk a different Masura. And Mamele, he writes that he's going to put in whatever the Minhag is of the Ashkenazim, anytime that it's Chalik. So in a Hanami, most of the time, the Shulchan Aruch is without Hagoyz, but there's often Hagoyz, sometimes it's coming to be Maisif, and sometimes it's coming to be Magia. Yeshemim, that our Minhag is talking different than the Mechaber says. That's basically the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, and Mamele, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Then came along the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz is basically, if we had to be Madamet, the Taz is like a Tosfos almost, and the Magen Avraham is like a Pirush Rashi. Very often the Magen Avraham brings down the Makor, he brings down the Halacha L'Maaso, and the Psak, he brings down different, he's Matayin to other places where maybe they discuss it, and the Halacha comes out differently. The Taz, like we've seen so far, at the beginning of Reish Beis, at the beginning, he's handling Shailas from Chala, why is it different than Chala? And then in the second one, he's handling L'chor, what's Pshat in the Tur? L'chor, it doesn't seem that there's machlokes between Ben Yosef and the Bahag Ben Geit Hashem and a whole Shtekel Torah. It's more Zichur Psak, a lot of Psak comes out from the Taz. However, just to understand just the make of the difference between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, that's the difference. And B'maimer Muzgar, not to get too bogged, if you're going to get too bogged down on a Taz, you could theoretically spend a week on a Taz. But it's better to ask the person next to you and to have a little more clarity than to get bogged down there, because we have Baruch Hashem, Hayyim Kotzer V'Malachim Ruba. Generally, when there's machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, probably most often the halachas like the Magen Avraham connect the Taz. Not always. Same thing with the Shach and the Taz and Yoredeo. But very often the Taz is brought down l'halacha, as we'll see if you look in the Sharat Siyam. Now, just two more nekudas, and that is that there's a general question when you get to all halacha, and that is why do we need all this, all the Peskim and all the Nesi Kelim and all the Rishenim? It's a regular Safik Daraisa L'Chomro, Safik Darbar L'Kula. Anytime they have a Safik, L'Chomro, that should be the Psak. Where does all the Handel Rai come from? Where does all the Nesi Kelim come from? So the truth is that it's not so simple. It's really not that simple, because there's a lot of times that it's a Darabana. And we don't say Safik Darabana L'Kula. I was just talking to a Chashver Rav this past Erev Shabbos. He had given a whole shir about exactly where the Arava Dromit is. And it's a machlekes, it's not shaykh, Rabbi Yashar says, not shaykh, no, so I asked him, so, Ebazay, it's a machlekes, Sheyev Shalavar, it's not Tashritim, and Allah is, Tavik Darabana Lekula, Shmit Vazmanazeh, well, so, it's not that simple. First of all, Rabbi Yashar held maybe that it's considered Tashritim, even if the whole world doesn't know. So, a suffix that you can't be Mavara because you simply don't know, you're lacking Yadi, it's not a suffix Be'etzem, it's not a suffix in a suffix Ladino between two Rishenim, it's could be that's not considered a suffix. So in such a case, we wouldn't say Safik Darabanan L'Kula. We know by Davar Sheish Matir, we don't say Safik Darabanan L'Kula. We know the famous Ran in Psachim that says, B'negiyat HaSeibo, it's easy to Mekayim, you don't say Safik Darabanan L'Kula. There's a lot of different times you don't say Safik Darabanan L'Kula. A lot of times, even if it's a Safik, if you could be Mekayim both of the Shitas, like we'll see here, you have a Machlokes between Brei Pri Ha'Eis and Brei Pri Ha'Adama. So we should say that in such a case, we'll see a lot of times to say Brei Pri Ha'Adama. Even if maybe the Iker Shita is Brei Pri Eitz, but if you be Yotzei Dei Shita, both of them, so you're better to make a Brei Pri Adama. It's not always so clear cut that in every suffix you just go to Kula. If there's a way out, then we'll make the way out. If there's not, we saw Shita's Rashi. Rashi holds that Yain Mavushal is a Shahakal. The rest of Rishonim hold that it's Brei Pri Agafen. The Shal is the Chorot Safik Brachis. Safik Brachis, the Kula, we should make a Shahakal. And it could be Yotzei according to everybody. How come in such a case you don't say that? The Achorinim says it, the Panim Yiris says it. He says it's going to come out, it's not so simple, because you make a shakal and you make a brain of fashion. It's not so posh that you have to make a brain of fashion in such a case. Rav Yishenim hold that it's a legefren. So it's not so simple, all these different cases. Mamela, we have all the paiskim and all the different shitas and all the different scenarios of when and what. Now there's one last klal, and that is that even when the halacha is clearly like one, let's say, that the Achrenim Nemo in a certain way, very often there'll be Machmer Lechatchila for more Chomer de Keshita. That the Ramah writes in Teres Chatos, in Hakdamah to the Sefer Teres Chatos, on Hilchos Yerideo, he writes that you're going to ask me a lot of times I paskin that B'Shas Adchak or Erev Shabbat or Bayani Heftim Meruba, you're allowed to be Mekel. He says, what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat that if it's a Heftim Meruba, you're allowed to be Mekel? If you pay enough to the Rav, so then it's you could get a better pshat. It doesn't work that way. He says that the Nukud is that really Me'ikra Adin, I held that it's Mutter. However, since there's Shitas that are Machmer, the Chatchila want to be Machmer. And Mamela the Chatchila, we should be Machmer. But if it's going to be a Heftim Meruba, it's Erev Shabbat, it's Shas Adchak, Ubedema, then we go Ikar Hadin. And Mamela will go on the Ikar Hadin. That's full of that in Teruz Bas B'Cholov. Anybody learned Yeridea, the Ramah, is Machmer, and Lechatchila, and Mishat Tzachak is Mekel. That means that even though he held Me'ikar Hadin, the Ptak is one way, however, if we could hop around another Shita, Lechatchila, we're going to do that. That's why there's also such a big difference between Lechatchilas and Bidiyevids in Teruz Bas B'Cholov. It's also because Binyamin and other things, but a lot of things, Lechatchila were Machmer for, but the Evid, Nechrami, the Ikar Din, is going to be different. Not only that, the Ramah, the Bir Halacha brings down, like the quote this Bir Halacha, we saw it in Dalin Minim, Simen Tofresh Nun Vav, the Bir Halacha writes that Benegea to the Din of Hidur Mitzvah Shlish, the Machlek is what Hidur Mitzvah Shlish means. Does it mean that if you have a small Esrig and a bigger Esrig, you should pay a third more to get the bigger Esrig, that it shouldn't be just a Shir Mitzumtum? Or does Hidur Mitzvah Shlish mean that you should spend, if you have two Esrig and one is nicer than the next, you should spend a third more to get the nicer Esrig? Nothing to do with the Shir. You have two, they're both the same size. You should spend a third more. Says the Bir Halacha, brings down from the Prima Gadim, that L'chura everybody holds, he says, not just in Lulav, but in all Mitzvahs, that if there's a Neshita that holds that you're not mekayin in the mitzvah, let's say that the esrog is pasul, even if lahalacha we paskin that the esrog is kosher, brought down Jonah that esrog is kosher, likuli alma, you have to spend a third more, hidur mitzvah shlish, to be mekayin the shita that we don't paskin like. That we don't paskin like. Should spend more money to mekayin that shita. That means that there's a din lechatchila to be choshish, but you get to halacha, it's not so simple that you just, whatever comes out of Ikar Adin, that's what you do. Lechatchila, we like to be choshish for the other shitas and machmir. Obviously, it's a shita yichidah, like we saw when we get to Rashi. Other things, then we're not choshish for them. Then lechatchila, we're talking not choshish for them. But lechatchila, if you could be choshish for another shita, there's machlokes between the mechaber and the ramah. There might happen to be mekel. Lechatchila, to be choshish for the mechaber. There is an inyan in these cases. Not only that, they bring down even the mechaber, and the mechaber brings down a stam yeshimrim. Stam is mekel, the yeshimrim is machmir, you pass like the stam. Some of the Achronim say that in Echram, he's bringing down the Yeshemim, even though we don't pass like that, Lechatchila, to be Chosh for that Shita. But Mela, that's the basis for Halacha, and we're going to see Lechatchila, to get out of any, the best way is not to just make a Shahakal on all your food. The best way is to know what Halacha is, to go Yer Lechetz HaChacham, and find out what Halacha is, as we'll see at the end of the Siman. And if you can't, then you're left with a Shahakal. But not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Zakhtoma, in Reish Beis, he's Makhtim B'negeta, in Yonei Brachas, he says, HaReitzli Yitzchosu L'kayim Midli D'Brachos, he says, what does that mean? He says that you always get out of the Shailah. You can always get out of the Shailah. With Brachos, you can basically always get out of the question. Lechatchila, whatever the Mechaber Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if it's a Safik and you can make Adam instead of an Eitz and be Yitzbol Sheet, it's terrific. But he says, in a lot of cases, you don't know exactly what it is, then you make a Hadamah and you make a Shahakal. Make two on something else. Make it on, and then you could be eight, so whatever it is that you're trying to eat. That's the basis, the background, Benegea to the Halach. Mechaber says, Simin Reish Beis Sefalaf, Hakol HaPeris Yilam Mevarach L'Tchila Bari Priya Eitz, Chutz Me'ayayin Shmevarach L'A Bari Priya Gafin, Bein Chai, Bein Mevoshum, Bein Shuas Yikunditum, Dehainu Shunaisim Bei Dvash U'Pilpurim. On all Peris Yilam, you make a eight, except for wine, which we'll see, like even if it's a miut, if it's coming to be machshel yain, you make a brei pri agafen. Nitzar of yain b'sheicher azin anach harayv mrev yain mevarich brei pri agafen, rev sheicher mevarich shahakol. Now this din that the yain is kaveir bracha la'atzmai, the Mishnah Berurah brings down if neishu soyer aleiv b'samchoy kavalei bracha b'fnei atzmai the ilma zol ma'ur. What's soyer aleiv b'samchoy? The truth is that he brings down that the makor is the Gemara. It does say that in the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah brings it down. The question is that l'chore tamuha because you don't need the mesamchoi. The Gemara says that yain is soid as opposed to shemen is not soid. The Gemara says yain is soid. What do you mean? We see in the pasuk it says that yain yismach levav enish, v'lech levav enish yisoid. That says that pas is soid, not yain. The Gemara says no, pas is ela Yain soir misameach. Yain is soir and misameach. It just meant, l'chor pashas is just meant to say pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk that says it's misameach doesn't mean only misameach, it means also soir misameach. Well, not that you need a misameach, we already said that. As long as you have soir, that's enough to be kaveh bracha la'atzmai. The shayla is, why does it bring it down b'chlal? L'chor, that's the pashas of the Rashi also, that all you need is soir. All you need is soir. I saw the Maram Bennett, he's more this nekuda also. That l'chor, all you should need is soir, you shouldn't need misamchoy, and he blives tarachim. I heard someone wanted to say that Shlomo Zalman talks about it in his Tshuva Mechon Shlomo, Simen Dalet, Chelak Aleph Simen Dalet, that it could be that the whole soid is only when there's the alcohol content inside. And Mamela, if it's not Mesameach, it's also not soid. It's not two different things. What will the Chor be in Afkamino? If it's Mesameach or not Mesameach? Grape juice. What's the story of grape juice? If you hold that it's not one thing, so then the Chor grape juice is soid, but it's not Mesameach, as opposed to the Yain, which is Mesameach. Shalz, what bracha do you make on grape juice? However, there is no tzad that you don't make a hagafen on grape juice because the Gemara says above about, so that's the basis is brought down. You're allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a cup and be mekadesh. You can only be mekadesh on a brepri hagafen. Memela, zikr, it's a brepri hagafen. However, there is a shayla, and that is bismanenu. They came out that there's certain ways that you could, certain chemicals that they put in, or pasteurization does it also. If you pasteurize, you boil the grape juice, it will prevent it from fermenting, and it will not turn into grape juice. Some they say, I spoke to David Morgenstern once, he told me that some they do it only for 2 weeks, and afterwards they could. But often what they do is that they put in certain type of chemicals that neutralizes the ability to ferment, or they pasteurize it, and now it cannot ferment. That's the case. L'chero, it will never come to be turned into wine. So, the shayla is, does the bracha change or not? So, Shlomo Zalman says, then no, it doesn't change, even though it's only going to be soyed and misameach after it turns into an alcoholic beverage, after it ferments, since as soon as you squeezed it, before you did anything, you have a cup of grape juice, before you add any chemicals, before you pasteurize it, it's roy automatically to turn into wine. B'meila gets the bracha b'rei pri hagafen. It's not going to lose its bracha if you do something to change it that it shouldn't ferment. Once it got the bracha, it's not going to lose its bracha. That's how Shlomo Zalman ends on, and that's how many of the poskim ma'aseinu go. That Shevet Halevi, them done like that as well. However, Rabbi Yashiv, Shmuz Yitzchok, Yitzchok Darzi, he brings down Hilchos Pesach that Rabbi Yashiv was choshish. I'll pee the shells for Chuvas Knesset HaGedolah that we brought down in the Marmar Kremis. What is Irupi that's brought down in the Beis Yosef? So the Knesset HaGedolah writes in Tshuva that it's this type of wine that they put in, the grape juice, that they put in a white type of dust, he says, it's not exactly particles, that firstly, it makes the yain soul, it clears it out from any of the murkiness, and it also helps it that it should be yamud v'mitzi kusoy. It helps it that it should stay in the sikusa, that means it should stay as grape juice, and it shouldn't turn into wine. That's the case. If you do something to make sure that it doesn't turn into wine, and the Beis Yosef says that the bracha is shahakol upashin. Mameler of Yashav was choshish that grape juice that cannot turn into wine would inechanami be shahakol. Would inechanami be shahakol. However, the consensus of most Paiskim and the Minig HaOlam, like I heard from Yitzhak Berkowitz, is that we reckon grape juice to be considered wine l'chol advarim, and that is l'chor b'maimar muzger. Also, when you get to Pesach, Rav Moshe holds when you get to Pesach that you cannot use dalad kreizes for grape juice for dalad kreizes for a different reason. Because since it's not mesameach, since it has no alcohol content, so it's not an inyan of chiris. Inyan of chiris is the alcohol. However, the mesameach should be grape juice that doesn't have that. You wouldn't be able to be yoytze dalad kreizes with that. We l'maisa hold that even the minig ha'olam is to be knowing that it does have a din of yain even minigah to dalad kreizes. Certainly when you get to Kiddush, the meaning is there are types of grape juices that they make, that they sell specifically, that do not have these chemicals inside of them, homemade, that they, for this reason, that they shouldn't have Shailas Menegeat HaBrachos. However, most Paiskim and the Menig HaOlam is that in grape juice we make a Brei Pri HaGafen, even if it cannot turn into wine. Some of them do. If you leave it in the fridge long enough, whatever, or out of the fridge long enough, then it will start fermenting. Kedem grape juice, I don't know, is that way. Out long enough, then maybe it will. The that's with regard to grape juice. Now, the other pshat that we had in Urupi is brought down, the Kav HaChaim brought down, is frozen grape juice, karush, congealed wine, or frozen wine. And he says that it's shakal. However, it's not that simple as well, because the Prima Gadim in his Akdama, Tilchas Brachis, he brings down that it's a suffix. Suffix what bracha it is. And I heard from Berkowitz that he said that that's how we go to Alacha. That it's Saka Suffix, what is in is but when you get a frozen wine, or frozen grape juice for that matter. Mimela, our little friend who took his grape juice from his kiddush and stuck it into the ice cube tray and froze it with his lollipop sticks, L'chura, that would be in a Chanami, a Suffix, what bracha to make on it. They do make here Artik, which Shevet Alevi talks about, they make Artikim with ice pops that are grape juice. But it's usually not just grape juice. It's maybe 10% grape juice, or even 20% grape juice. But not more than that. Generally, it's not even 1% grape juice. It's usually chemicals, and it's but sometimes they like to write that it has with real fruit, which means 1%. So, 10%. But it's other things that are added inside, that's pashit, that it's not going to be a agafen. But something which is 100%, you took the grape juice yourself, and you made it into ices, that's not so pashit. And mainly you should be made to it with a agafen or something else, and a shahakol. And with regard to a bracha achreino that we handled, what's the story with a bracha achreino? The truth is that anytime you have a drink, if it has the din of a drink, then you have to drink it kedei shtiyas revius, which means you have to drink it lechatchilu or machmer. That kedei shtiyas revius means the time it takes to drink a revius, not kedei achilas pras. Food is kedei achilas pras, anywhere between 4 and 9 minutes, 3 and 9 minutes, 2 on Pesach or machmer, 4 and 9 minutes. Generally, we hold 4 minutes. Kedei Shtiyas Revius is much, much less than that. Much less than that, it's a few seconds. The amount of time that it takes to drink, not a one shot, two gulps, which is probably 5 to 10 seconds. Really, it's not that much at all, depending on what the drink is. And mainly, you're not going to be able to get down this drink, which you froze, in that amount of time, and therefore, there's not going to be a shalom to get to a bracha achreino. Even though, we'll see what the story is with tea and coffee, something which is the derech to drink it slowly. Does it change? The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah does not hold that way, and even by a hot coffee, which is, it takes 2 to 3 minutes to drink, we don't say since that's the derech to drink it that way, that's how long Kedei Shtiyas Revius is. We do not say that. The Mishnah Berurah does not say that. Halacha Lamaaseh says you should leave over Revius and drink it down quickly so you can be able to make a brain of fashion. So we would have the same thing by the priest prophets, that we Lamaaseh hold that it has to be Kedei Shtiyas Revius, and we don't go and say that since it's the derech to drink it slower. So therefore, since it's be'etzem a liquid, it's not a food be'etzem, it's just a frozen liquid. It doesn't change into a food now that you froze it. And the mela still has the halachis of a liquid, and you have to be able to drink it kadei shtiyas revius. Since, so, you can't make a bracha to do this. So you could have it for dessert. You could have it for dessert on Shabbos when you ready made a kiddush and you had agafen, you could have it. That's with frozen grape juice. Now, what's the story? Mishnah Berurah says over here that if you have grape juice, even if the juice comes out without stepping on it, without squeezing it, it still is a brei pragofen. So what happens if you have a bunch of grapes? This is a question that we asked also. A bunch of grapes on a plate, sometimes on a cutting board you have it, and you cut them up to put them into a salad or for a little kid. You want to give them a whole grape. And at the end, you have a nice accumulation of juice. Take the juice, pour it into a cup, and you drink it. What bracha is that? L'chur, according to this Mishnah Berurah, it should come out that it's a brei pragofen. It's not that simple, because the Mishnah Berurah is talking about where you have a bunch of grapes together, and you're not eating the grapes. You're not eating the grapes, and you just have, when you have a lot of grapes that are sitting together, often wine will ooze out, grape juice will ooze out. In such a case, then it's brei pragofen. However, if you have grapes, and you're eating the grapes, and the juice also is tuffle to the grapes. If you're talking not eating the grapes, and you're just eating, just drinking the juice, then l'chur in that case, anachanami. If you would, saw the olatzin, brought down from the olatzin, prefers if you put it into a cup, and you're mamash achshave, it's not just that you have a little piece of challah, and you're wiping it up with a piece of challah, but you're mamash drinking it, then anachanami, it would turn into it would be a brei pragofen in such a case. If it's you have grapes and just a little bit at the end, and you're lick your fingers and these type of things, that's totally a tuffel. That would not get any other bracha. Once you made the bracha on the grapes, you wouldn't make a new bracha. Interesting. Remember Muzger, the bracha says that we'll get up to Iker and tuffel, but it's this nekuda really that if you have cereal and milk, for the most part, most people make a bracha on the cereal, if it's mezainis, let's say, and on the milk you don't make a bracha. The milk is totally tafel. What happens when you finish the cereal and all you have is milk at the end? So the lach is still, it's a tafel. The bracha was there at the time of the bracha, it's a tafel, it doesn't need a new bracha. What happens if you now go and take this milk and you pour it into a cup? Right? Some kids forget it. That's the whole reason why you have the fruity pebbles in the first place. Eat all the fruity pebbles, then you have a geshmak of milk, you pour it into a cup, and you want to drink it now. In that case, there's a bracha, it's ach shemek enzyme, your mom is drinking as a drink, no longer as a tafel. In such a case, in a chanam, you have to make a shahakal. Similar to this, if you have all the grapes, you have the stuff that's left on the plate, that's totally tafel. You pour it into a cup, then it's going to be achshave, you would have to make a new bracha. Sorry? L'chera. If it's a bowl of fruit together, then l'chera not, but if you just stuck in the straw just to get out the juice, then yes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person makes a, instead of a hagofen on his yayin, he makes a brei priya eitz. He says, "Ayn lekamon simin reish chesif yodal Mishnah Berurah." What is that? We saw in our sugyo. The Ra'ah says, "Bidi even if a person makes a eitz on instead of a brei priya gofen on the wine, he is yaitzin." However, Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis says not that way. Tosfos says if you made a brei priya eitz instead of brei priya gofen on wine, you are not yotzei dechavasei. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, another Achrayim also. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the var? They were oiker the bracha of Brei Priya Eitz by Brei Priya Gafen, because it's davar chashiv on wine, and they made a Brei Priya Gafen. Memel, it's no longer Brei Priya Eitz anymore. And you're not yotzei afilu b'diyavet. That's with regard to making a Brei Priya. The Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha l'maisa, that it's a suffix. Suffix brachas machlokes rishonim, suffix brachas l'hakol, you do not make a new bracha. However, the other way around, let's say it's grapes, and instead of making ha'eitz on the grape, you made a brei priya gofen. What's the halacha there? That's mafurish and shulchan aruch and siman reish ches, that in such a case you are yotzei. Im b'di'eved birich la'anavim brei priya gofen, acharim ala gofen, yotzo. Says mechaber, reish ches siftes vav. Why? L'chor the pashtas is, because we saw Rashi says on the Lamed Hayim and Beis, that ha'gofen, priya gofen is not referring to the wine. Priya Gofen is referring to the grape. The Gofen is the vine, and the Priya Gofen is the grape. Mamela, if you made it on a grape, you made a Priya Gofen, you get it. That is the answer to the Brachas B question that we had. What is the only thing that if you make five Brachas on, you could be to be the Evin? The answer is a grape. A grape. The Chatchila, you're supposed to make it on an Ha'etz. B'di'eved, if you made it on an Hadama, the Mishnah says, you ate anything, you're supposed to make an Eitz, you make a Hadama and you ate it. Brei Priya Gofen is a Kepas in the Shulchan Aruch, you ate it. Val Kulim im Omer Shachunim Advar Yotza, that we know. And the last thing that is Brei Minim Zainis. Brei Minim Zainis, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Kof Samach Zayim, Siftes, Siftyur, I think it is, that the Chaya Adam and the Al-Yurav Hashem, the Drisha say that the same way that Shahakal, you ate in all foods, so too, Bari Minim and Zenis, you're eating on all foods except for Mayim Umelach. What's the Makar? The Makar is the Gemara that we just saw in Lamed Hayim Beis. If a person is Noyder Min Amazin, then he's Aser in everything except for Mayim Umelach, because Kol Mi Design. For Mela, if you make a Mazinus on anything, you're eating on everything with the Evet. That's what he says. For Mela, you'll be eating on that. Now, it's not that simple, because the Aruch HaShulchan here, he says that we really go like Tesis. Anything that it doesn't say in Chazal and Shulchan Aruch that you're Yetzer b'di'eved, you're not Yetzer. Memeli says if you made a ha'eitz on wine, you're not Yetzer. The Mishnah Berurah Maisa says Safek Baras Lachol. He says as well, if you make a hadoma on pas, you're also not Yetzer. Now, l'chor according to the Chayadim, you are Yetzer because the ikar is from wheat, and wheat comes out of the ground, and you would be Yetzer. You would be Yetzer b'di'eved. The Lamaisa, the Chayadim goes that you're. The Chaya Adam goes that you are Yetzei, and therefore you would not have to make a new bracha. This is very negeya. You should bear these halachas in mind. It comes up all the time, whether you like it or not. For example, what just happened on Thursday in Yeshiva Samira Kadesh. I came down, I sat down next to somebody, and he tells me that they were serving in Yeshiva this pasta that was covered over with some sort of cheese, and a lot of people thought that it was Hadam. They thought it was potatoes. Couldn't exactly see what it was, and it looked like potatoes. Maybe one guy told me himself. He said he made a brei priya adam on it, stuck into his mouth, took a little bite, saw it was mezainis, ended off brei minim mezainis. This is great for those that remember Simon Reish Tess. This is mamish exactly Isimin Reish Tes. What we did, you start off with one bracha, you finish a different bracha. How about if you ate in the middle? B'chulu. However, the shaila is, let's say you're not yaitse, it was too late, you didn't make a brahmin in the sense, and what's considered hefsek? Can you be yaitse with your hadoma on the mezainas? According to the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not yaitse. According to Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, you are yaitse. And the Pasha, that's how we go la halacha. The Meila, not to make a new bracha. It's not so simple in that case. We'll see if we can get it. Ramesha says you should try to find something else to make a new bracha because it's not the ikar bracha. If the etzem, you're yaitse, it's not a bracha levatal, according to that. There would be halacha ma'isa with mezainas also. Another halacha that's mentioned over here is kunditun, which is wine which has 33% honey, 33% philpulin, and says the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's only a third wine, nevertheless, you have something which is mamish only a third brei priagafen, and nevertheless you're making brei priagafen on it. What's the reason why? Because that's the ikar. The rest is just coming to give, to flavor the main thing. This is a rule that you have to remember for all ikar v'tafel, something you have to remember for all the hilchos brachos. That means generally, like we saw in the Taz of Katan Aleph, we go baser reif. How do you define what bracha something is? You go baser the ikar. The ikar is defined by reif. Generally, we'll see if mezainis is maybe different. Generally, the ikr is defined by rave. Whatever is rave, that's what the ikr is. However, if you have something which is a mute, and the rave is just coming to flavor the mute, then the mute still defines itself as the ikr, and it's the kaveh for the bracha, even though it's only the mute. That would be. It could be the mute, could be the ikr. We see by Sherman is also, according to the Taz, it's a mute, and nevertheless it's the ikr when it's the chesh b'grainai. Depending on, if you like the taste of it, it could be the ikr, even if it's a mute. Certainly, like the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's only coming lahashbichayu lahatimoy, it's coming to give flavor to the main thing, then in the Hanami, the bracha is still going to be like the tafel. The Ramah discusses if you add other drinks and add water, and the Be'alacha discusses if you add other drinks and water, how much percentage do you have before it loses its bracha. Lamaisa, our wines, bizmanenu, for the most part, they're not nearly as strong as the wines that they had in times of Chazal, like it's mentioned over here in Bir Halacha. And the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this, and he says, therefore, he says not all wines are created equal, certainly, but he says in a lot of wines, even if you just add a little bit of water, you're already going to ruin the wine. Certainly, if you add another drink, you add orange juice, you add something else, you add a beer, you're going to ruin your wine with a slight amount, even if it's not 50%. Mamelo, one should be careful. A lot of times he fills up the cup and it's only 3/4 of the cup. And you want to make it on a case molly, you don't have any more wine, so we just want to add water. To add a quarter cup of water to a cup of wine is not simple at all, that it's going to still retain its bracha brei priagafen. A few drips, and a chanami, like something you put inside, that's not a problem. However, to put in mamish a quarter of a cup or something like that, is not depending on the strength of the wine. If it mamish detracts from the taste of the wine, which often it does, then in a chanami, it's not going to be a brei priagafen. One should rather stick in a cherry tomato on the bottom. If you want to fill up the cup, it's going to float to the top. It's a little bit of an issue, but it's maybe better to put in cherry tomato. Mr. Brewer talks about putting in challah. This is cherry tomatoes are to fill up your cup. We'll get up to Ezra Shemitz Barach at some point. Should the Burnish Lam give us Yicherlis? I think it's himself. The last halacha in Sif Aleph is cognac. Cognac is actually the name of a place in France. It's the same way that scotch is made in Scotland. It's just really a type of whiskey, but it's called scotch if it's made in Scotland. Cognac is brandy, but it's made in a place in France. It's made from distilled wine, which means that they evaporate the wine and they take the evaporated drops and they use that in creating a new type of drink. Exactly how they do it, I have no idea. But that is, it really comes from the wine. And therefore there's the shayla what bracha it is. They bring down from the Chazanish. The Chazanish said, Rebbeinu brings down the Chazanish. He said that it was hagofen. However, the Kaf HaChaim says that it's shahakol, and I think that is. I think he even says that's the minhag olam. That is the minhag olam to make on brandy and cognac to make a shahakol. Those that drink it, it's not as common to drink it as other drinks. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Haboyser calls manchla yigil kapul alavan varach alav brei pri adama umishuhu kapul alavan ve'ilach mevarach alav brei pri eitz. We turn to learn that Lanu Shir Pula Lovan Loilum Varch prepared Dama Sheigal Dawi Yisur. L'maisa the Mechaber Paskin that since a grape has to be the size of a Pula Lovan, we don't know what a Pula Lovan even is. Kimdumani that the Maril says that a Pula Lovan is a chickpea. Not even chickpeas, it depends what size. I was at two different Shalom Zachars on Friday night, two different sized chickpeas. All of a sudden you start looking at different types of things when you're buying Shalom Zachar. But to know exactly what a Pula Lovan is, we don't know exactly what it is, and therefore it's hard to know how big the size of grapes have to be. The Mela says the Shulchan Aruch, unless it's Godel v'Yoyser, you should make Hadama. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that as long as they taste good, then it's Gemara Pri, in the Fi Maris Ayin Tzindigmar Bishuloi, then you don't have to worry about it, and you make a Eitz. Now the Shaila is with Medigat Abayser, why do you make a grape Hadama? It should be a shahakol. People don't plant a grapevine that you should eat tiny little grapes. It's like the hearts of palm that there should be a shahakol. The truth is that the Rajbi himself was asked this question in Chelak Aleph Simitov Chofches. He was asked this question. He says, of course, it was not luadaita dahachi. Not that they planted it for the grapes. Now it happens to be that this grape is small, but they planted it for this grape. Just when the grape gets bigger. What's considered a natural daita dahachi? When you plant a palm tree for dates, and in the middle of the palm tree is another type of food, or ukedeme. But where the main fruit is the grape, for sure it's natural daita dahachi, it just might not be the ikar pri. That, when we say that it was natural daita dahachi, but it's not the ikar pri, then it goes down from an eighth to hadama. If it would be loy natural daita dahachi, it would go down from an eighth to shakal. Spicer is the ikar pri. It's not the ikar pri, you wait till it gets bigger, and therefore it's a hadama. No, it's still not the ikar pri. It was created for this, you happen to have eaten it beforehand, but that's not going to change whether it's bracha l'maisa. What's l'maisa with the grapes? Small grapes and big grapes. So, like we said, like the Mishnah Berurah says, from the Ma'amar Mordechai, that as long as you can tell that it's a finished grape, it's a full grape, you don't have to worry about it. And that's all our grapes nowadays. Most of them are bigger than chickpeas, certainly. And they're sweet. There's no problem making a bracha on it. The question is, what do you do when you have on a cluster of grapes, very often you have a bunch of tiny little grapes stuck in between. And tiny little grapes can be mamish tiny. They're like a third of a centimeter. They're mamish small grapes. And when you're eating the grapes, you eat those as well. What bracha do you make on those? If you made a ha'eitz, you're not going to be eating on those if there was a adama. So, I heard from Berkowitz that he said that those are totally tafel to your cluster. And when you make a ha'eitz, therefore, you would be yetze on the small ones. You do not have to make on the small ones. Now, what would be if those are all ones that are left? Very often that's what happens. You bring out a cluster, people pick up all the big ones, and nobody wants the tiny little small ones at the end. You leave it on the thing. And you come at the end, and you're there, and you want to just pick off the small ones. In that case, the chura, you should have to make a hadama in such a case. That's what would come out, and you would have to be careful not to eat a shear, because then you're getting into shalav bracha chrein, unless you're in the middle of a suda. However, I saw, brought down from the Shevet Levi, the Shevet Levi says that these, Shari bracha brings it down, Talmud of the Shevet Levi, so I say for one half of brachas, for those that are interested. He brings down, he says that the Shevet Levi says that on any given cluster of grapes, you're always going to have tiny little grapes. That's how it is. And they're not going to become bigger. Some are bigger and some are smaller, depending on exactly where the grape was inside of the cluster, whether it's going to grow bigger or it's not going to grow bigger. And in Echlam, even those, you'd make a grape pre-eight. So the truth is, what you do, Allah HaLamaisa, if there are other grapes, you should make another bracha on the grape. You should make a bracha on a regular grape, and the other ones will be tuffled to that. If it happens that your mamish, it's only those grapes that are there, then l'chura, the best thing is would be to make a. If you could pot it up with something else, that's the best way out of it. But either way, if you make a eitz or you make a shahakol, you're yetze. Especially, Reb Berkowitz mentioned to me, he says that we paskin like Magan Avram says, Simin Reish Vav, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. That anything which is not a fruit, oysin apiris hagdelin, ala ilan varch brei pri adam v'shulei nigmar apri, oyshenim ikar apri imberich brei pri eitz yatsam, kivin akapanim min pri eitz. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says even by small fruits, b'di'eved, even though lechatchila you should only make adama ukedemi because it's not ikar fruit, nevertheless if you made a eitz, save it's a eitz and you're yetsa. So therefore either The David Kamara, you could either make a Adamar, you could either make a Yetz, your Yetz say on those tiny little ones. Best thing, like we said, is to make one the bigger one and then your Yetz everything else tougher.
What's the best case in cereal milk? You're not making
it
much kosher. You're just finishing off the top,
lots of
acres gone.
It's a new bracha. It wouldn't be a new bracha. In Echnami. So if you have other grapes, then that's what you should do. Just make on the grapes and you won't have to make on the small ones. The question is, if everybody else finished the cluster and you came to the table and there's just the tiny ones left, so you can just throw it out, or you can pick up the small ones. You decide to pick up the small ones. So you're not coming to eat something as a tafel. You're just coming to drink the milk at the end. And a chanami. I don't want to get into a kertafel too much. How could it be a kertafel? We do find, let's say, cereal and milk is a kertafel. Very often we have a kertafel it's not a different min bad sim. It's the same fruit, it's just the smaller one. It's going to be tafel to the entire thing. We could have lamaisa, a kertafel, even by two different meanings. Now, what's lamaisa when you get to the size of the other fruits? Shara kol ilim rishiyotir prima varchalim b'repiyayit v'achal yeh ma'arei ofetz b'yotir. Says the Shulchan Aruch, all other trees, as soon as it comes out, and it's a fruit, even if it's tiny, as long as it's not bitter or very sour, mar is bitter, ofetz is sour, ad shein aroi la'achilo, afilo ade etchak, dozen in varchalim v'klal. But if not that way, then the bracha is then you make a hayit. Even though it's tiny, lemaisa the Bir Halacha paskins that lechera yesh linoig, like the lemaisa lechera. I think that's the yesh linoig kein lemaisa lechera. He says to paskin like the Goyin. He goes lemaisa like the Goyin. The Goyin says in the Panim Yeris that we do not go mishas yitzio aperis. Rather, we go mishas that it's chayav b'maisrus. And if you look at the Rambam there in Hilchos Maestros, he goes through Tur, and he goes through Eurocrates, and he goes through Paris, and he goes through all the different things, telling you exactly when each one is Chayav B'Maaser. That's when it's considered a Gemara Pri, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, Halacha L'Maaser, is that you should wait, you should only make a Ha'etz on it after it hits that shear. If it's before that shear, then you should make a Hadam on it, because then you could be Eitzei. Either way. Now, where is this Nagaya? It's not very Nagaya at all. It's not so Nagaya because most of the pears that we get, if you go to the standard store, all the pears that are there, Higiyu L'Hinoisa Maestros. They're all Higiyu L'Hinoisa Maestros. However, there are two Nafkaminas La'alacha that come up. One is not so common, one is much more common. The first one is pickled tomatoes. Pickled tomatoes, very often they take green tomatoes and they pickle them, and they retain their green color the entire time. They don't change. Now, a tomato is generally supposed to turn red. The Rambam writes Lahedyo in Hilchos Maestros that any fruit that's supposed to turn red, Mishia Adimu, only after it turns red is Chayav Maestros. Before that, it's not Chayav Maestros. And Mela, if you have a green tomato and it's going to stay green even after you finish it, it was Lo Higiel Anayis Maestros, the bracha is going to be, says the Arlatian, the bracha is going to be Shahakol, it's not going to be Hadamah, because it was Lo Higiel Anayis Maestros. Now, Ramesh and Tshuva in Chelak Aleph Siman Nun Zayin, he has a long Tshuva about fruits that and vegetables that are not roi. In the last paragraph, Lachin Ladino, he discusses this. He doesn't discuss tomatoes specifically, but he discusses this, and he said the general idea, and he says that if they plant them specifically with the intention of picking them when they're green, then the grain never, even the grain would be maskim. They don't have to wait till Nerus HaMaisus. Arnaz HaMaisus means because generally people don't eat it before it's a Gemara Pri. But if the whole the vegetable or fruit is planted with the intention of taking it off before it gets to Arnaz HaMaisus, it's never going to get to Arnaz HaMaisus, says even the grain is going to be masking, but that's considered the Gemara Pri, and you'd make a Hadamah on it. Which would mean that you would make on these things a Hadamah if it was planted for that. The problem is that you can't always know that they're planted for that. You can't know if it's planted for that or it's not planted for that. Therefore, L'chera, the best thing to do would be to make a shahakol in such a case on these green tomatoes. If they're green, pickled tomatoes. If they're red, it's already adama. If it's green, then the chara, you should go to the mice like the Latin. Unless you know. If it's, I'm sorry? You were mamtik al yidei ar, but wasn't a pri yet. Because if you go there, it's arnois ha-maisrus, then it's not a pri. You were mamtik it before it turned into a pri. It's only after it's a pri, then we say mamtik al yidei ar is going to help it. Another possibility that there is for this halacha is that very often when you, let's say a banana, you bring a banana or avocado, or in the summer fruits, sometimes you'll have You'll have nectarines or peaches that are rock hard. And if you eat them right then, they do not taste very good. Most people don't eat them. You wait a few days, leave them out on the counter, put them in the fridge, it's gonna take much longer, leave them out on the counter. After a few days, they get soft and they're delicious. Now, when they're hard, they're a gemar pri, ba'etzem. They're a full pri. They're the regular size, higilei noisa maizus, green bananas maybe, or not. They got to the right size and they're gonna change, they're not gonna grow any bigger. But Yesh Lion, I didn't see in the Rambam that he discussed this green bananas. They buy green bananas, right? But it's not they're very hard and people do not eat them. Kim al-yidei shatat chak. If it's not shatat chak, then maybe a person is really starving, he would eat it. Bizmanenu, most people do not eat them. I hear from Berkowitz, he says about these fruits, then in a chanami, one should make a shakal on them. Al-pi the oilei safrayim that the Mishabur brought down. Mishabur brought down, he says, something which is only nechal al-yidei shatat, he's talking about according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, as soon as it comes out, Mishiyutzi was considered a pri. Says the Eilei Safrayim, the Mishabur brings down that if it's only Nechal Yidei Yitzchak, then you should make a Shachal. We're talking about Enoes HaMaisres. It's a Gila Enoes HaMaisres. It's a full pri. Nevertheless, if it's still very hard, you'd only eat it Al Yidei Yitzchak, then the Brach would be Shachal. And L'chura B'di'eved, if you made a Ha'etz on it, and you took a bite into it, you're Yitzchak. That's what we saw in the Mishabur. L'chatchila, the Bracha, if you know that they're very hard, and you know that it's not going to taste so great, but you're really hungry, then l'chatchila one should make a shahakol on such a fruit. If it's just not so kishmak, it's not so sweet, but it's nechel, afilu shel yidei yitzchak, then it's a regular eitz. That's not what we're talking about. Sometimes at the beginning of the season, they're not so sweet. And that's fine. If it's not hard that you wouldn't eat it, that's not a problem. That you would make a eitz on. Sif gimel. Garini aperis imhim esukim. This we saw, Tesis the Shita, it's really coming from Tesis and the Rosh, they say a big Chiddush. Tesis says that, it says in the Gemara that Klipe Peris and Garinim are Chayiv and Arlo. Says Tesis, why are they Chayiv and Arlo? So he says, Garinim are a Pri. That's why it's Chayiv and Arlo. Klipois l'chor is mashma, that it's not a pri, it's just nisra because it's a shemer, that's why it's chayiv and arla. But garinim, Taisa says, is considered a pri, it's chayiv and arla, and therefore you make a brei pri eitz on the garinim. The Rashba, basically has to bring down the Rashba, he says, no way, just like klipois are not a pri, it's just nisra and arla because as a tafel period, so too, garinim are not a pri, and therefore you do not make a ha'etz on them. Now it's not clear, b'chlal, what bracha you should make on them, in the Rajma. He doesn't say. He says, don't make an eitz on it. The Sharatim brings down over here, it's Machlekes, is it Adama, is it a Shahakol? He brings down Abu Drum, says that it's Adama. From the Rajba, it's Adama. I found in the Tajbet, in the Chidushi Rajbits over here, he says, Lahedi quotes the Rajba, and he says that it's a Shahakol. It's a Shahakol. It's not that much of a Nafkimino Lididan, because I still haven't heard anybody eat these pits. Now I just want to clarify what we're talking about. The pit, for example, inside of a peach is hard as a rock. You cannot eat it. A person will probably break his teeth if he tries biting into it. They're talking about inside of that. As a matter of fact, I think English people call it a stone inside. The pit they refer to as a stone, because it's as hard as a stone. What is that stone? It's a matana taiva from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the pit inside, the seed inside, shouldn't get lost. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an encasing. He encases it with a very hard covering. As soon as it goes into the ground, after a day or two, it opens, that covering opens, and out starts growing the seed which is inside. That's what we're talking, the seed inside, that's what we're talking that you're making a bracha on, the shalav making a bracha on it. You cannot eat the outside by any stretch of the imagination. Do not try this at home. Now, the inside, I did hear of somebody that dried them out and swallowed them, but to eat them straight, I still haven't heard of anybody that does that. Not a very common occurrence. We'll see with regard to Shkedim in a second. We'll see exactly. Therefore, it's not that Nogea. It's not that Nogea, the bracha on Garinim of fruits, because we don't. Most people do not eat it, as far as I know. Where is it? Yes, Nogea. Not discussed specifically here, but this is the Makar for the Halacha. Garinim Pitzuchim, which is seeds and nuts that they sell in the stores over here that the Israelis are very fond of on Shabbat long Shabbat afternoon. What bracha? Or short Shabbat afternoon? what bracha do you make on these garinim? They have three basic types. They have all types of things that you could eat. Three basic types. Sunflower seeds, those are the little black ones. They have pumpkin seeds, are the white ones. And they have watermelon seeds, are little brown ones, about half the size of those. Now, all three of those, you open up the outer shell and you eat the inside. Theoretically, you could eat the outside of maybe the pumpkin seeds. However, it's not suggested. You're eating the inside. The shell is, what bracha do you make on these? These are garinim, let's say. So there's really, let's split it up into two. There's the black seeds, which are sunflower seeds. Sunflower doesn't have a fruit. All it has is the seed. Now, most of the sunflower seeds, the sunflower plant is used to make oil. However, the only fruit that it has is to eat as a fruit is this seed. As opposed to a watermelon or a pumpkin is a fruit in and of itself. So the shayla is, l'chura, the garinim, is l'chura tali in this machlekes of Taisvis and the Rajba. According to Taisvis, it should be Adama, because the fruit is Adama. According to the Rajba, it's not Adama, because it should be, go down one diagram, because it's loy not to wadai to dachi, people don't plant it for that, and therefore it should be a shahakol. However, Bizmanenu, the Zeis HaBracha discusses this in the back, in his Luach Brachis, and he says, Bizmanenu, the watermelons that they grow for watermelon seeds, do not look in at all like the watermelons that you eat on a hot summer day. The hot summer day, even nowadays, they don't even have any pits inside of the watermelon. Even in the olden days, when we were little kids, and they had those little black seeds, it was a few, it wasn't so many. Here, they have a special breed of watermelon that it's mostly seeds. It's mostly seeds, and there's a very little bit of fruit inside, and therefore, it's planted specifically for the seeds, and therefore you make, it's not dilu adaita dahachi, therefore the pumpkin seeds and the watermelon seeds would be a hadam. Our team discusses that, many places can bring this down, and they say the bracha is hadam, because it's not dilu adaita dahachi. Everybody would be maskin in such a case. The sunflower seeds, bakhlal, there is no other fruit, and mamela, certainly it's not dilu adaita dahachi, even though there's also oil that comes out. Oil is only zeya ba'alma, anything except for zeytim ba'anavim, we look at what comes out of zeya ba'alma, not the acre fruit. And therefore, they're all going to be hadama. However, not talking about seeds you bought before. We're talking about that you went to the store, to the pitzuchim shop, and you bought these seeds. However, if you buy a watermelon, and there are a few of those black seeds, and it's a long summer afternoon, you have nothing to do, so you decide to stick them into your oven and to roast them. Then in a chanami, the bracha, like I heard from Berkowitz, and Kim Dumani, that the Arletzin on the bottom, he murders this as well. In such a case, also you make a shahakol on them. Most people do not do that. On the standard seeds that you're buying from the shop, you make a hadama. If you make them at home out of pumpkin seeds or out of watermelon seeds, then you would make a shahakol, because certainly the watermelon that you bought or the pumpkin that you bought was not planted for the intention of making the seeds into seeds. Therefore, it's loinatu adaita dahachi. It's only a shahakol. I did see something interesting that what's with those little white seeds that they have in the watermelons? Sometimes they have black seeds and the white seeds in the regular watermelon. What bracha would you make on those? So I saw in the Shari Bracha, he says that l'chor it's tuffle to the fruit, the same way that a peel of a fruit is tuffle to the peel, tuffle to the fruit, let's say apple. Peel of an apple is tuffle to the fruit, you make a eitz on it, you're eitz on that. Also, the hadama, you wouldn't make any other bracha on that. We'll see with regard to shkedim. I'll just show, with regard, betzem a shaked, a nut, what's it called, walnut, what's that?
Almond,
thank you. An almond grows with a green cover of it, on top of it, it's usually green when it starts, velvety, you can feel it afterwards. This was taken from Ner Gavriel's, outside of Ner Gavriel, I once asked Rishus for the Revitzin, if I could take off, and it has a covering on the outside. This is there's three different layers. There's the covering on the outside, and if you break off the covering on the outside, then you get what's inside is what they sell in the store. You crack this open, and then you'll find on the inside the almond. That's similar to the fruit, the pits that we're talking about also. It's hard as a rock, you can't eat this. You crack it open, and then you get out the almond inside, and that you could eat. Now, that's the different levels and different, we'll see this in the get to very much when you get to Sifhei. To know Shkei the Mamarim, the Klipois, and the different types of things, what are they talking about? There's different Klipois on the top. Some are edible when they're at the beginning, some are and not edible at the end. The inside is edible at the end, not in the middle, not at the beginning. That's what we're discussing. The last Sif, Sif Dalid, for today, Be'ezer Hashem. Shem and Zayis, Amsho Aso, Kmo Yishu, and Mavarach Alav, Klal, Mishim Dazuki Mazikli. Here's another big klal b'negeah to ikur and tafel, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're eating something totally as secondary to the main food, then simply not, you're not enjoying it at all. It's only because you had something very sweet or something very oily, and you're trying to absorb that sweetness or that oil. Then even by pas, even by bread, it could become a tafel. Even my bread can become a tafel. I saw the Magen Avraham, the Igros Meishin, Tshuva, Simen Nun Ches, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Ches, pas is like this Magen Avraham, like Mishnah Berurah says, that the pas, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down the tafel over here. Can pas become tafel or not? Says the Igros Meishin, even though Mi'ani L'Hach Nisraishi Ben Ahorim Alalu, however, it would seem to him that we pas can, like the Magen Avraham, that even pas can become tafel. If it's eaten totally as a tafel to the Shemen, it becomes tafel. He's Madaik and Rashi, made the Dik and Rashi. Rashi says that if you ate Shemen Ayidei with Pas, Kiliftan, you ate it together with the Pas. But if you add it afterwards, because you ate the oil, you drank the oil, and then it was so oily, you had the Pas afterwards, not as a dip, then in a Hanami, even the Pas would become tough. If you're drinking oil straight, then the halacha is it gets no bracha at all. However, the Shaila is, what's the story of Bizmanenu? Bizmanenu, the oil, they really took out the parts of the oil that are dangerous, and the oil, especially the oil that is made for eating, the regular olive oil, refined olive oil that they have, that they're supposed to add to your salads, that is really not a problem. As I've heard from many a person that's tried it, you could eat it without a problem. You enjoy it? That's a different question. But it's not dangerous, the chero. What bracha do you make on it? Kama Paiskim discuss it. The Or Latin discusses it. He brings down that the Ben Ishchai in Echanami Taka says, in Parshas Pinchas, he says that you should make a Brei Pireis on it. However, he says that you should only make a Shakol, even though you don't see that it's Mazik, it doesn't look like it hurts you, who knows, and therefore one should only make a Shakol. You don't even make a Shakol, like Rambam says. However, the Prichadash says, and others, the Prichadash says, one should be Chayish for the Shittas Rambam to make a Shakol. So if you want to go ahead and prove, and the truth is that even the olive oil that they sell nowadays, that it's for lighting, Hanukkah or for Shabbos, Shemin Lama'ar, very often, even though it says Lo Yila Achila Klalu Klal, that's very often just for tax purposes, that it shouldn't be considered a food, and therefore, but really, it could be eaten, and therefore, it's certainly not as good and not as refined as the ones that taste that's three times the price. However, it could be eaten. If you wanted to prove to somebody that it's edible, and therefore you ate it before Hanukkah, if you're one of those people, it's better to potter it Ayidei with a shakol from something else. However, it's not so simple that you really need. The Shevet Alevi holds that even Bizmanenu, we consider it to be considered a mazik, and it does not need a bracha b'chlal. Now, the last halacha was, what's with that guy that he has a cough? This is halacha l'maisa mamish. Told me that he does this all the time. That he has a cough, you take a hot cup of water, add in 3 teaspoons of oil, and a little bit of lemon juice to be able to get it down. What bracha would you make on that? So l'chur, if you did not enjoy the drink at all, which I would believe is the case, then l'chur, then you wouldn't make any bracha on it, even though that has shemen inside. It's not like orange juice and oil, anigrin and oil. It's water. The water is going to get there. You're not going to have too much taste. It's basically the shemen. If you don't enjoy it, it's only the refuah totally for a cough. Then in a chanami, you would not make a bracha on it at all. If, for some reason, with the olive oil, with the lemon juice, you're able to enjoy the olive oil in a chanami, in this case, you'd win the medal and you would make a brei pireis.